I do a lot of presentations to civic groups and schools from preschool through college, and I'm often asked about how I got into this line of work or what it takes to become a biologist. I have my pat answers, telling students to work hard on math, develop their people skills, and so on. I wish I could tell you that I'm doing what I was born to do, that I actually knew from the time I was a child that I wanted to be a wildlife biologist. But in fact, that is not the case. Actually, I can't even tell you that I love my job every day. It's still a job and it has its ups and downs. I take pride in my work though, and I find a lot of satisfaction in it. Sometimes I think back on small things that led me into this line of work, things that came naturally and hurdles I had to overcome. This seems like a good opportunity to introspect on one of those hurdles. You might assume that I always had a fascination with animals, living and dead, and spent time dissecting animals, figuring out how they work. That's only partially true. I grew up on a small farm in a farming community, so I learned all about life, birth, and death, as well as injury and disease. When it came to wild animals, though, I had a split personality of sorts. Part of me wanted to protect and nurture animals, trying to heal the injured, save the dying, and raise the young. Part of me wanted to catch or shoot any animals I could. That was the hunter and gatherer in me. But it had to have a purpose. In elementary school, we dissected a nightcrawler in science class, and I hated it. In high school, I had to choose a science class, and I chose biology. Maybe I should have chosen physics. While other students were turning cranks that sparked and made their hair stand on end, I was cutting up frogs, starfish, crayfish, and other small creatures, trying to identify their internal organs. Eventually, in college, I changed majors from music education to wildlife biology and was thrust into full-blown biology. I still despised dissection, but I knew I had to overcome my aversion to it in my future field of work. We dissected pig fetuses, among other things, and I gagged my way through it. I just kept telling myself that once I graduated, I could get a job working outside and not have to worry about cutting up dead animals. I graduated from college about 20 years ago, and I've been cutting up animals ever since. And not nice, clean, well-preserved animals with plasticized intestines either. Hot, smelly, rotting animals that obviously did not die a peaceful death. The only way I get to work on a fresh animal is if I kill it first, which is another task I don't enjoy but I find necessary. I cut animals up when needed to determine cause of death, to gain valuable biological information, or to test or surveil for diseases we hope never to find in our wild animals, like avian influenza, bovine tuberculosis, or chronic wasting disease. Sometimes I have to look for a bullet wound, signs of a vehicle strike, or just to see how many fetuses they are carrying or how much fat they had on their meat. Sometimes I need to salvage a part like the skull, the fur, or the reproductive tract for management or educational purposes. Although I've gotten a lot better at dissection, I can't say I've grown to love it any more than I did as a child. It's an example of a personal preference that I had to set aside in order to do my job. I always try to remember that I'm working to manage Northwoods wildlife species for those who've entrusted me with their care. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist bringing you Wildlife Matters from the heart of Wisconsin's Great Northwoods.